Welcome to the Swing Hard Podcast with Coach Denny Barrett. For 30 years, Coach Denny has recruited and coached some of the top collegiate and professional athletes from the world. During that time, Denny created the Batters Program, which prepares young players to succeed at the high school level and beyond. With this podcast, it doesn't matter if you play baseball or not. It's time to step up to the plate, get some inspiration, and swing hard with Coach Denny Barrett.
Hey guys, thanks for having me back. I appreciate the feedback I have been getting after the first two. And I play with confidence, and I think I'm 2 for 2 right now. It doesn't matter what you think. I think we're going to just keep going ahead and see what happens. Today we're going to talk about umpiring. Not good umpires or bad umpires, not if they're any good or not. We're going to talk about the exchange between umpires and coaches, the effect umpires have throughout a game, and then the effect that coaches have in their engagement with umpires on young players today, from 8-year-old to high school kids. I have had in my past 35 years not the greatest reputation with umpires. It goes back from when I played as a young child to when I played in high school. I was kicked out of a game when I was from 12 and under. I believe I was 10 or 11. I don't remember exactly. I know I was kicked out for arguing balls and strikes then. I got kicked out of a high school game for a physical altercation. I know I got ejected from a college game from, again, mouthing off to an umpire. I then later on in life, it continued on. And I'm looking at this as I'm writing this down and knowing what the topic was going to be. It was like writing a journal that I have to share with my therapist to say, my gosh, change, Denny. Can you please change your behavior? And the truth is I want to change. And then what happens to us coaches, we get wrapped up into a ball game. We get wrapped up into the emotion of a game, the score, the crowd, the intensity, all the other outside noise and outside influences affect us. And then we forget about why we're there. The reason I'm there as a coach is to develop these young men, develop them physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, possibly, make them understand what it is to win, what it is to lose, how to keep going on. And what happens then, you get in a ball game, it's 2-2 and a 6, you get a bad call, and all of a sudden, all that's thrown out the window, and then me and Ralph the umpire are going at it. And when I say going at it, I wasn't a guy like a Billy Martin. Remember Billy Martin? He would just charge at the umpire. He would charge during games. It was fun to watch him, man. I remember sitting on Saturday mornings watching This Week in Baseball. Do you remember Twib Notes? This Week in Baseball. And they would really encourage watching Martin or Earl Weaver kicking dirt on home plate or going out there and going literally nose to nose, watching Tommy Lasorda with chewing tobacco being spit out of his mouth, going nose to nose. You can see him spraying the umpire. I can go on and on about it was exciting, kind of like the way we used to watch hockey. Today, when there's a fight, man, we enjoy. We just like to watch it, or I should say, I don't need to have y'all on my side, but I will tell you, as a little boy, the excitement of a call and a coach running out to the field at second many times because that's the farthest way a coach had to run to. Funny watching Tommy Lasorda's body run out to second base on a bad call. It took him longer to get there. By the time he got there, he had to breathe, and then he had to argue the call. But to have these guys go, and then you see the umpires cross their arms, you see their body language, you go, Jesus, Tommy, here we go again, or Billy Martin, here we go again. And you all have your own experiences of watching managers. But it was fun to see that. You saw it in the World Series. You saw it, I think it was the 86 World Series. You saw Whitey Herzog go out on a ground ball that was deflected, and Herzog's out there, and that they think that cost him that game, and it can go on and on. But today we now have the video. We now have the replay. And replay takes away a little bit of the excitement. And some of you people know what I'm talking about. You know, the replay, all of a sudden there's a close play at first base. And what it is, there's no what the coaches of the dugout pick up the phone. And then the four umpires gather together. They put the headphones on. You wait. There's a little bit of, let's see what happens. And then headphones come off and you get the safer alcohol. Yeah, move on. So that's how it is. Now, I know they got the call right. I know we're all talking about getting the call right. But still, for entertainment purposes, I miss the days. Now, I learned from that, though. And maybe I learned in a very negative way. And now I see today that the kids, these younger kids, are learning from us coaches on how we communicate with umpires. The beginning, how does it go? I mean, I'll tell you, we'd get there at the beginning of a game and the kids all get to work on it and the coach becomes the mentor. You are their mentor. You are their adult figure on how to prepare for a game. And then once that's done, the great tradition of the two managers meeting at home plate with the two umpires, if you have two, you exchange your lineup cards, you go over the ground rules, and there's a lot of nice respect there. And hi, Bill. Hi, Denny. How are you? Good. How's the family? Great. And in my experience now, being in this thing over 35 years, I know most of the umpires, and they know me. And the problem with umpires, I love them. They all got great memories. Can we forget about me being a jerk about 10 years ago about the bad call? But no, it keeps coming up and we laugh about it. And it's like one big reunion. It's a constant reunion. It's just a wonderful game. And I'm blessed to have a lot of people that I get to know that are still in the game. And we're all in the game for the same reason. It's because we flippin' like to be on the field and we love the game. That's why I'm still here. Why go do something else? Someone says, Denny, what are you going to do when you're done with baseball? I said, well, that's a horrible question. I have no flipping clue, but I tell you what I do like. I enjoy. No, I got a varsity game tomorrow against Crescenta Valley, and all I'm doing is preparing for it. So I don't know yet. But back to the pregame. So we meet as coaches and we meet as umpires. Then the game begins. In the first pitch of the game, a borderline ball or strike. Umpire calls it a ball. The one coach on the other side says, "Great, you're," and the other coach says, "Where'd that miss? Where'd that miss?" That's the greatest. If you want to piss off an umpire, constantly question him, not questioning balls and strikes, because that could be an automatic ejection, but constantly question him in every aspect of the game, every area. Was it up? Was it down? Was it in? Was it out? By the way, coaches, umpires don't have to explain anything to you, okay? Just because you ask, they don't have to answer. And if there's any umpires listening, I'm telling you, I know that. The deal is for an umpire. He's out there. He's an arbitrator. He's out there to officiate a ball game, not to explain what, why, what, where, when, and how calls are being made. Your job as a coach is to coach your team to be as most successful as you can on the field. Umpire's job, we must have umpires, because if we didn't have umpires, it'd be all over the place. And I get that. Now I'll tell you, there's many times umpires will agree with you that we want to question. We want to question what the call was or why you made that call or how you made that call. And there's a right way and a wrong way of doing that. One thing you don't want to do, if I'm sitting in the third base dugout and the play is at first base and the first base umpire calls him safe and I think it's out, what I don't want to do is yell across the field and say, "Really, Blue? You know, did you miss it? Or was a foot? Did he pull his foot?" Any question. There's nothing to be said. Now, you're allowed to go out there and talk to them. You call time. You go out there and ask if you have a certain question. But you're not going to get too many of those. So you don't want to use them up in the first inning. You want to start recognizing what kind of umpires you have, what kind of relationship you have with these guys. The relationship is developed, hopefully, when you exchange lineups. And it should be a professional relationship. Now, this is to you, umpires. Umpires, we really would respect you more if you came up looking, you know, with maybe an iron shirt, maybe some pants that fit you. Maybe have a belt on, maybe shave a little bit, you know, a haircut, not needed, but come on, man. You're going to come out there and officiate a game and you're asking for respect from the parents and coaches, then you got to look that part. However, I'll talk to you coaches as well. You guys can't come out there, man, with the shorts that look awful and you're sitting on a bucket all day long and questioning calls from sitting on a bucket. We call you guys bucket sitters. So I'll tell you, the right away initial respect from each other. You're asking for respect. You want to have a good relationship. Then dress the part. Look professional. Nothing better as a coach when I go there knowing, okay, this guy, he's got his clicker. He's got his shirt ironed. He's got his shoes shined. He's got his protector underneath. He's looking professional, and he's going to give me his 100% because he's ready to go. He got up early, it looks like. He got here on time, and he's ready to go. And he takes control right away. Gentlemen, how are you? My name's so-and-so. Hi, coach. I'm Coach Denny. Hello, sir. Great. Let's go over the ground rules. And the question I always ask, are your players properly and legally equipped? And all we have to do as coaches say yes. We don't need a one-liners, no, or the sarcasm or so forth. Let's just get this part out of the way. There's going to be enough excitement throughout the game and the exchanges with your players and your coaches. You don't need to have this Sunday softball relaxation, baloney. We're trying to develop and teach these kids how to appreciate the game of baseball and how to play it. By doing that, we're going to teach them by our exchange with umpires and how our relationship continues throughout a game with umpires. Now you're sitting here going, Barrett, those that know me, Barrett, are you kidding me? You're the one going to talk about proper behavior? Because you're right. Let me tell you a little history about my behavior as a coach. My behavior, I started when I've coached at Occidental College, got kicked out of a game, went 8 innings. We got a balk call against us, our left-hander. We won 3 games that year. We went 3-37, man. We had lost 24, 25 straight. I mentioned that earlier. We had a game though, man. We were down 2-1. Up 2-1. Our left-hander, Paul Behringer. I hope you're listening, Paul. He picks the first base. He's gone 8 solid. He picks the first base. Umpire calls a balk. I go to the mound. I say, please, Joe. This is Big Joe. I've known a long time. Joe, and no, not only did he call a balk, Paul said something. Paul gets ejected. I said, Paul, I go out there. Joe, don't eject him. He's the only guy I got, man. Joe, we've lost 26 straight. You can't eject him. Denny, he wasn't appropriate. I said, Joe, did he talk about your religion? He said, no, he didn't, Denny. Did he talk about your family? No, he didn't, Denny. And Joe is a large man. So my final comment was, Joe, did he talk about how big you may be, right? I mean, that you have issues, blah, blah, blah. He says, no, he didn't, Denny. I go, Denny, why in the hell, man? Why do you throw that guy out? Denny used a bad word, and I had to do it. I go, Joe, I've never seen a guy. He's a 22-year-old kid. He got called for a balk. I think he used the F-bomb. Not appropriate, I get. But there are some moments in a game, man, where let's give a 22-year-old kid who's graduating from Occidental College, by the way, that year, and is going to be a doctor when he's done and go on. We got to be a little more lenient, you guys, just a little bit. I got kicked out of a Glendale College game. Umpire showed up 30 minutes late to a big game. He gets kicked out. This is when I was the head coach at Glendale. He shows up 30 minutes late. It was a league championship game. We're going against Oxnard College, the great Pat Woods, who's now up in Texas. What's up, Woody? And so what happens there is he's up there. We were ready to go, but he comes 30 minutes late. We can't start the game until he arrives. We're out there in the field, and he shows up. And first inning, we get up 6 runs. I got to go get my pitcher. He's not ready. He was ready 30 minutes earlier. At least that's what my head said. I got to go out to the mound, and he says, and I'm waiting for the umpire. I'm waiting for him to come out here, and he knows I'm pissed. He knows I'm pissed. He knows I was pissed when he arrived late, and he's going to come see me, and I wasn't. Denny, what are you going to do? And I didn't look at him because he was at home plate. He had to walk out to me, and he says to me, he comes out, Denny, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I don't want to hear it. And I said, hey, Phil, you're going to hear it right now. He says, no. And he dumped me. He didn't even get a chance to hear it. And he threw me out of the game because he knew where it was going. I said, Phil, you can't do that. He goes, oh, no, Denny, with you I can because I know where this is going. And there's that. I go to Alaska. I'm a first base coach. I'm not even a head coach. I'm a first base coach. It's just a normal ground ball to shortstop across the diamond, throws him out. I think he's safe. I said, that is absolutely blah, blah, blah. Guy says to me, Barrett, I'm sick of you. Now, he wasn't sick of me for that game. He was sick of me for 2 weeks earlier when I was getting on him. Umpires have great memories. So he throws me out that game. Of course, that night, him and I go to a bar. We have a beer together, and we talk about it. It wasn't a personal thing, but umpires have the right to throw anybody out at any time. I looked it up. I looked up the definition last night. Can umpires eject coaches? Yes, they can eject coaches if they feel there's an unsportsmanlike comment or situation that goes on, then yes. Well, I'll tell you, umpires have a lot more patience for us coaches than we actually give them credit for. I remember being at Garza, same thing, getting tossed out of a game, same response. But what affects me the most is this past weekend, I got kicked out of a 13U game. And when I say kicked out, yeah, I got ejected. I'm not calling to brag about it. We can laugh about it. We enjoy the, what happened? How'd it go? We can tell the stories. But I'll tell you, this one didn't feel very good. It doesn't feel, they all don't feel good, by the way. No one wants to get kicked out of anything. You don't want to get kicked out of the house. I've had that a couple times. You want to get kicked out of a bar. It's happened maybe a few times. You don't want to get kicked out of a game. No one wants to get kicked out of anything. To walk out that door and turn the gate behind you and shut it down and have that stare of the parents looking at you is like, yeah, I'm okay. I wish I can go to a hole and just sit there in the fetal position and suck my thumb for about an hour and go, man, God, that was awful. It's a horrible feeling to get kicked out. And the guys that walk out thinking, yeah, I showed him. No. We got showed because they're finishing the game and our tails are sitting outside, not even being able to watch. We have to exit the whole premises, by the way. You don't get kicked out of a game and watch it from the stands. You get kicked out of a game and you have to leave the premises. Awful feeling. Go, and I know it's awful because I've done it. But I'll tell you, this past weekend, we had a 13U key. These kids are 13 years old. Coach Denny's been doing this thing for 35 years, been in big college games, College World Series. And I'm going to go out there on a Sunday on a 2-2 game. We have a great game. They hit home runs. We hit home runs. Our pitching's doing well. Their pitching's doing well. But the umpire and I, who've known each other for 30 years, the great Ralph, and I don't know if Ralph's listening, but Ralph, let me make my amends now. I'm sorry. You're a great umpire. You may have missed a few, but you're a great umpire, man. Okay? But Ralph was tired of me. It started early in the game. Ralph, I thought he overruled the call. Nothing like when a call's being made, and then the coach wants to get it really from the home plate umpire, and Ralph overrules it. I thought he had a different angle, a bad angle, blah, 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 on and on. And finally, I go out to Ralph, our kids are out there, and they're seeing me kind of bitching and moaning and going on, and I'm not even recognizing that. I only recognize it. Here's what we do as coaches, man. We only recognize it when the game's over. If we could see ourselves on video and someone could videotape us of how we behave throughout a game, Coach Barrett included, it'd be awful. We would have thrown ourselves out early in the game. But what happens was I go to Ralph. I say, Ralph, man, we've known each other 30 years. Yeah, Danny, we have, Danny. What's going on today, man? You're on me a little bit. I go, Ralph, I don't know. But he goes, Danny, I'm about ready to let you go. I said, Ralph, you're not going to do that. We've known each other too long, but I'm just going to say this, man. Ralph, in 30 years, anytime someone does something in 30 years, usually they get better at it, not worse. And Ralph says, you didn't just say that, Danny. I said, Ralph, I'm just stating facts. Danny, you're done. Get out of here. And he threw me out of the game and hurt my feelings. Ralph hurt my feelings. I looked at him and smiled, and Ralph smiled at me. I said, all right, I'll see you later. And he let me go. But what I did realize, yeah, great. Ralph and Denny having a great exchange. Denny gets kicked out. We laugh. I get kicked out of more games. I laugh. I finally recognize the effect it has on these young kids, though. Hey, man, I'm not a big cusser. Well, yeah, I am at times. Yeah, on the field. Yeah, I am. It's a lie. But I try not to on a podcast. But that is bullshit. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm hoping the parents are listening to this. Maybe I'll talk to the producer. We'll edit that last statement. This is baloney. And I want your kids to understand that when an umpire and a coach are going at it, man, they have completely lost their focus on what the really importance of what's going on today, especially in the really younger level. I know the rule is, hey, man, you got to defend your players, back your players. That's why coaches argue. They want to back their players. Hey, coaches, our players are just fine. They got parents in the stands. We're out on a baseball field. You don't have to defend them. There's nothing there. There's no danger out there. There's no danger. You want to go out there. What we're doing, we're selfishly self-centered and going out there, and we're wrapped up in the emotion of a game. And we now have our own feelings to deal with. And we want to make sure that we want those umpires to know that, hey, I'm right. You're wrong. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. Without even thinking. I can't tell you what my players were looking at when I was out there arguing every time, because I never even paid attention to them. I didn't pay attention to one aspect of the ball game when I'm exchanging with an umpire. Now, we were very fortunate to win that game. What do I mean very fortunate? Fortunate because the players like to win. That's the only fortunate. It's not like I was fortunate to get out of a car wreck. We were fortunate. The players were fortunate to come on the winning side of that game. Then they get a chance to play tomorrow. If they didn't, we don't play tomorrow. And so what I saw, though, after the game ends, and I go up after the game, and I see these kids looking at me, and I tell you, it's like they've seen a ghost. They're looking at me like they weren't celebrating the win. They were celebrating. They were concerned about, how are you, Coach Denny? How are you? Is it okay? Are you okay? They don't know that I have 40 years of 35 years. Who gives a crap on experience? They don't know how much experience I have with exchanging with umpires. They weren't even born when I was at Occidental or Glendale or Alaska. Or these kids weren't even born on the 15 times I got tossed out of games back then. And I've created this defense mechanism on getting kicked out and enjoying it. All they're seeing is, first of all, they're seeing maybe that morning on their driving, and I don't get to be too serious here, but maybe they're driving that morning and they're seeing mom and dad go at it a little bit. You know, bills, wifey, husband things that go on, life things that go on. They're seeing those things happen. They see it at home. They may see it between teacher and other students. They see it. Then they got to come to a game on Sunday, which is their passion. Should be more playful, playful to win. We always want to, I get that. They always want to win, but we should have a different, we should have an expectation of going out there where it's a safe place to go compete and then be done afterwards. But what I saw after that game the other day was we win the game and we know now we get to play tomorrow. There was a little bit of excitement, but the truth is when they came up, we didn't talk about what you did. Hey, Patch, great job on the mound for getting strike three. Great job, Jake Madrid, for hitting that double. Great job, Mitch, hitting that home run. Juju, hell of a job. We didn't get a chat, and we always talk like that. What it was is, hey, guys, we just won. Relax, relax. Now, the emphasis isn't winning, but however, I can't say that. If I'm out there arguing with that with Ralph, what am I arguing? If there's no emphasis on winning, why am I arguing with Ralph? Let's don't keep score then and just play. The effect we have on kids as players is extremely larger than we even give it credit for. You guys, I saw it over the weekend on tournament play, in Memorial Day tournament this weekend, which we were in. We had multiple teams, bunch of teams playing all over the place. And I got to watch coaches, and I got to watch umpires, and I got to watch the exchange. And I was just as guilty as any other coach out there. However, I could recognize it, and I'm recognizing it right now, that it's not healthy for these young men to watch, or women, to watch a coach go out of his mind and constantly, constantly, constantly question an umpire's call. From question, even when we're right, here's the problem. I questioned a lot of calls this weekend in the following day. By the way, when you get kicked out of a game, I had to sit out the next game. How's that make kids feel? So now their head coach is not even going to be there. I sit there. I go watch from the stands. I go watch from my car out in left field, hiding like I got to hide because I'm not supposed to be there. I mean, if we're asking for our leader to be there, yet he's got to go out to the car and watch the game. Again, that's bullshit. That's baloney. It's not right. So the kids go out there and they play for the two assistant coaches and the other coach who they have a relationship with, and they did a great job, and they end up winning the game. So what did we just prove? We proved, hey, coach, we can win without you, which is awesome. Or coach, we'd like you to have us with us when we win. So we want you to celebrate with us. What it turns out to be is they win, and I'm watching from afar, and I'm so passionate about this that I say, man, it hurts. It truly hurts to not allow a child, a player, to have the same experience that the other, to enjoy the experience and also have the experience of celebrating with their coach and all the coaches. It's like going to a game and having only maybe expecting both parents to be there and one can't show because of work or what have you. There's just a little bit of a less feeling. I've coached when kids don't make it. I've coached when a kid can't be there. And then, man, it's sad that a guy can't be there to be part of. And so not only that, the guys won it. Now we play the next game. Now Coach Barrett's back in there. Now I'm back in there. And I'll tell you, there's confusion that's attached to that. There's frustration that's attached to that. I'll just say this. It's not okay. Here's what I want you to do, coaches. And we'll wrap this thing up. Umpires do the best they can. If they show up on time, they dress well, they take control of a game, allow them to do that. If they miss a call, or you think they miss a call, make sure it's the right call to go out and question, because you're going to miss calls. Make sure that when you approach an umpire, it's they're going to ask you, do you mind? May it go? There's a coach at Notre Dame High School named Tom Dill. And I learned from him. He's been the head coach here almost 30 years, I believe. He goes out. He's always said, every time you argue a call, Denny, or anytime you want to think about arguing a call, they don't change calls because you argue it. So then why do we do it? The game's going on. Why do we do it? And the question is because we have this passion for it. Now, people want to say, oh, he's got passion. That's a good thing. No. We have an emotion that forgets about what we're out there for and the purpose of why we're there. So, you know, I pause because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed, yet we learn after 35 years, you would think that Coach Barrett could come out to a game on Sunday in Hart with kids. Some are 12, by the way. And they watch their head coach go off on an umpire a little bit and get kicked out. And then they're going to come back and go, yeah, they exchange that. And they can talk about how it's funny seeing coach and so forth. But it's not okay. It's definitely not okay. So I know I'm out of time. I'm really close to being out of time. You know, the answer to this is, umpires, I appreciate everything you do. Coaches, we appreciate everything you do. Let's pull this thing together and let's put the focus on the kids, not on the coach and on the umpire. Swing hard in case you hit it. Thank you.